And as we've heard, concern about Iran is part of what's been driving oil prices so high. Well, today, the leaders of France and Germany are emphasizing points of agreement on policy toward Iran. Both discussed the issue separately with President Bush last week, and today in Berlin, they stressed harmony. Here's NPR's Emily Harris.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy has been pushing for the European Union to impose its own sanctions against Iran if further UN efforts to stop Tehran from pursuing nuclear weapons drag on. His foreign minister created headlines this fall for suggesting military action could be an option. Germany rules that out firmly and says only UN sanctions would be effective. But in the big picture, Sarkozy said today, the two leaders are united.
On the broad lines of this policy, we're on the same wavelength. No nuclear weapons for Iran. Sanctions and dialogue. The door is still open, but sanctions are firming up because time is against us.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel said there was a great deal of agreement and that trade with Iran should come down. But she also emphasized that sanctions must have Russia and China on board. The two leaders' relationship is still evolving, and they have very different approaches to governance. Merkel puts policy before personality, and Sarkozy is seen, by many in Germany at least, as a would-be one-man band. These different styles matter, says Henrik Utewede, the deputy director of the German-French Institute, which is partially funded by the German government.
In Europe, you have to accommodate and you have to try to get together the opinions and the views of 27 governments. And so this sort of autonomous style of the French governments is not the best one to get to common European views.
The main theme of this bilateral meeting was not Iran, but integration of various minorities into Europe. The two leaders met with school children to talk about tolerance while their foreign ministers tried to harmonize, coached by a well-known Turkish-German singer named Muhabbet. The two diplomats shed their neckties for the session and were backed up by a group of young Turkish-German musicians. The song aims to promote Germany as a tolerant and cosmopolitan place. It focuses on integrating Turkish people into Germany, but the words could also apply to the West's protracted attempts to talk with Iran. We have different customs, the first verse says, but let's show each other our true faces. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.